Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What's good, baby? Hey, hope you had a good weekend. Let's do that one more time. We appreciate you for tapping in here on this Monday, November 10th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside executive producer. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Real quick, we didn't get a chance to talk about this with the insiders. We are launching our High School Player of the Week program over at ESPN1320.com. If you head over to ESPN1320.com, you'll see a submission form for your son, daughter, niece, nephew, friend, you, whatever, to be our High School Player of the Week. We're going to name our first ESPN1320 High School Player of the Week next Tuesday.
There we go.
Next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we'll announce a High School Player of the Week every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and we'll be taking submissions until then. So head over to ESPN1320.com right now. Follow all of the instructions, pictures are involved, waivers, all of that stuff. We want to show the students around Sacramento, surrounding areas,
that's right,
some
man.
Love here on our platform.
Just in time for playoff season, I think they had first round this past Friday, but second round starts next week. So, you know, get somebody performing well in the playoffs, and then hoop season. Man, I think there might be some games next week.
I was going to say, it's got to be soon.
Yeah, some basketball games next week. So,
High School Player of the Week submissions over at ESPN1320.com. They're not high school athletes, but no one from the Sacramento Kings is winning that award, that's for sure.
No.
Just based off this weekend alone. Friday was bad. I didn't really care. It was kind of like, all right, I think, you know, I don't want to say we knew it. I didn't. Like, there were people like, I don't know about this one tonight. Played them really tough last game. Domantas Sabonis wasn't available. Like, there was reasons to feel uneasy going into that game.
I thought they were going to play better.
I didn't think they were going to play like that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was just like, okay, whatever. Like, you lose by 15, you lose by 20, you lose by 5, you lose by, whatever. It's fine. I expected last night to be much different. And of the two games, you know, getting your ass kicked in both of them, last night's was the one that really bothered me, because Minnesota isn't that much, but they're not that
much better than Sacramento. Though the score says they are, so they get to be that. They're a team to me that hasn't, we talk about connecting and hitting on all cylinders. That's a team that has failed to do that through the first 10 games of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just more talented than Sacramento is, and their record is only marginally better. But they ran the Kings out of the building, man, and that 18-3 run was so frustrating because I think I knew they're not coming back from this. Right. Like, they're about to get run out of here again.
Yesterday, like you said, the loss against OKC, like, whatever. But yesterday felt like just out in the open. This team isn't really on the same page right now. It's just nothing's really connected as far as identity, the way they're going to play, and just things like that. It's just there's a lot they still got to figure out. I'm not sure that they do.
Yeah. They look soft. They look soft all weekend. Oklahoma City turned up the intensity and at the end of that second quarter and just really put that game out of reach. And Minnesota came in here right before the 18-3 lead. They were, you know, doing some things, and the Kings got it to 4. I think it was like 49-45. And they turned up the intensity, and that was all she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sign of a soft team to me. And I'm not going to classify them as that right now, because I'm still got my eye on what I talked about last week about how they compete and all this other stuff. So I'm not going to jump off that in a matter of a couple of days. But this past weekend was soft. That was soft. And these two teams came into Sacramento with a mindset of let's get ourselves together. Let's get ourselves right. Coming off a loss or trying to incorporate Ant back into it. Let's get right. And they did just that against the Kings. Kings put up no resistance.
Ant was terrible until he wasn't.
Right.
It was like Ant hit two, was at the end of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, no, Ant's back. He was gone for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Ant's back.
Just lit him up in that second quarter, third quarter, man. It was that was very, very disappointing to see from that Kings team. And
40 points in the second, 40 points in the third.
Two 40-point quarters. Come on, man.
I think three in the last two games. Three 40-point quarters in the last two games. Let me double-check. Yes, a 40-point second quarter against the Thunder on Friday night.
Mm. Once again, just soft. Just soft basketball. You know what I mean? And, they got some soul-searching to do, or they don't. Maybe they don't care. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case, man. Because if it is, it's gonna be a long season. Like if we do get to a point where Silk the Shaka and Mystical, it ain't my fault. Yeah, we're not even at Christmas yet.
Right.
I feel like that's kind of some of the issues you run into when you build a team like this, because, like, other than Domas and Monk, Keegan hasn't been available yet. Keon's just damn near out the rotation. Like,
but
these guys are all just kind of thrown here just with no real investment, no real, like, I don't even know what they're, like, you play to win, play for playoffs. But, like, if you ask them, what is the future goal you're trying to reach here? I don't know if DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, those guys, like, can answer that. Like, they're just here right now.
Well, I don't know any of them are looking towards the future with Sacramento, but if they're looking towards the future. So, to be clear, I don't think we're headed towards that. I don't care. Or it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're headed towards that, because I think DeMar DeRozan is the ultimate professional.
Right.
Like, he's been with who the Raptors, the Spurs. Am I leaving someone out? Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
No one's ever said a bad thing about him.
Right.
Not even remotely close. He is the, like, ultimate professional. I think Zach LaVine is a professional, too. Russell Westbrook is a professional. I'll end the list there. Those guys are professionals. Like, they're going to – I think there's going to be a lot more – you know, you heard Zach LaVine, we got to figure this out. Well, you know, we've got to get together. We got to figure these things out. DeMar DeRozan has said the same things in the past too. Like, I think they'll call more. They're far more likely to die on the hill of trying to figure things out than constantly blaming other people on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they'll do that. Sorry.
To that point, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a difference between trying to figure some things out, and how do I put this?
I don't know.
Expressing to the people in that locker room that this is unacceptable. Is there a difference between that? Because it kind of feels like there is.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going to keep
figuring things
out.
That feels like stuff on the court to me.
Right.
Like on the floor, like you're during practice. Hey, you know, how did Ant get loose here? Mm-hmm. Right. Or how did this keep happening? You know, that's what I feel like figuring it out is on the floor. What you're talking about, that to me is a post-game discussion when emotions are still high. You have those, to me, you have those type of discussions about, hey, this was embarrassing, after you lose your second game by 30. Mm-hmm. Because people like to act like, oh, man, KC, I'm sorry, I was angry. No, man, that's when your emotions are at their rawest because you've turned the filter off. Mm-hmm. Say what y'all got to say to each other. Say what you've got to say to one another. Get it out and start working through it. To answer your question, like plainly, those are not the same thing.
Right.
Those two situations you presented, not the same.
I wonder if the expectations of looking at what happened over the weekend as being unacceptable, I wonder if that's there.
Do you think someone said it? Is that what you're questioning? Whether someone said this is unacceptable?
I mean, not necessarily, because I'm not really into, like, we can talk about it. That's fine. What you going to do on Tuesday at 8 o'clock? You know what I'm saying? Like, we could talk about it after this game and say it's unacceptable. And then you come out and you can say all the good things. You could tell them. I say this to the kids all the time. I see Rachel in there. Avery will tell you. I tell them this. You can tell me whatever you want. When the lights are back on, are you going to play like it's unacceptable? Are you going to play like what we saw over the weekend was unacceptable? And that's what I wonder. Like I said, they can tell me all the nice things they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I wonder. Are you going to start playing like what we saw over the weekend was unacceptable? And like I said,
there doesn't need to be an acknowledgement.
Yeah, what does the acknowledgement mean if you don't correct the behavior?
No, for sure, absolutely.
So like, we can talk about it, and we're going to talk about it, and that's great. And then we're going to get out there on Tuesday and do the same things we did over the weekend.
Mm.
Now your talk is hollow. I almost don't want to hear from you because it's hollow. I need to see the attention to what we're talking about. And they may bring that. They may bring that. I don't know. I'm with you where I'm not at the point where I believe they're going to get into starting pointing fingers and, hey, this is your fault or like, it's not my fault. You know, I still believe that's not where we're going to get to. But this is a moment right here to figure out, like, what's going to happen. Are you going to apply that same commitment to the standard that you're trying to set? Doug Christie talked a lot last night about the standard of Sacramento Kings basketball. Mm-hmm. Do those guys hold those same standards for themselves as Sacramento Kings?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, don't have an answer to that. But going back to what Jesse said a second ago about looking towards the long term, you know, goal with Sacramento, even if they're looking towards the long term goal of them individually, they're better off if this basketball team succeeds. Mm-hmm. Like them failing and going, well, it wasn't my fault. It's the organization's fault. It's this fault. It's that fault. That's not going to help them. You know, DeMar may not have a ton of contract negotiations ahead of him. Zach LaVine probably does. Mm-hmm. Like this situation isn't helping DeMontis Sabonis and his future earnings. Right. Like it benefits. And that's the thing, unless you're in expiring contracts, like it benefits everybody to be successful. Malik Monk got the contract he got because he was the Sacramento Kings team was successful. Mm-hmm. DeMontis Sabonis ultimately got the contract he got because the Sacramento Kings were successful. Again, Russell Westbrook, an older player, probably not a lot of contract negotiations ahead of him. But Zach LaVine does. DeMontis Sabonis does. You know, we're talking about Keon Ellis a few minutes ago. Keon Ellis does. It's in everybody's best interest for this Sacramento Kings team to be successful.
Do we think there's even a point where we get to where it's like, yeah, this is bad, just blow it up and sell guys off or what draft?
I don't think you can. Like, you're going to sell guys off. You're going to trade Zach LaVine?
Well, that's what I mean. I guess, like, with Zach LaVine and Domas Tuffer, maybe you are trying to move DeMar DeRozan by the deadline.
But that's inconsequential to me. Like, DeMar DeRozan, I don't think, nets you a first-round pick. Unless you're the Bucks, maybe the Nuggets, or you're like the Thunder. You're like a team who's like, hey, especially in the East, mm-hmm. hey, we might be able to, hey, let's give up next year's first. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it is fine. It's a first-round pick. But it's also, you know, 27th. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, 100%. What he might net you, though, and I'm just throwing out a name. I don't even know how this would work or if it's good enough or whatever. He might net you a Jaime Jaquez that you can bring into your program, into your franchise that you see value.
So someone that another team is
a younger
potentially
guy.
Trying to move on from.
Yeah, it's not a first-round pick, but it's a younger guy with potential.
I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
To be honest, like if we was going to do that, I'd rather do that. The thing with that though, Jesse, is and maybe there's something there. I just don't see it as a.
I guess my question was just with what I'm asking you guys too is like I'm not sure that these guys just rally around and figure it out.
But to me, that's fine. But there's no blowing it up doesn't exist because you don't have sought out players. And I'm not saying no one in the league would trade for DeMontis Sabonis because I don't think that that's true.
Well, someone trading for a $45 million guy is tough unless you want him to be a top two guy on your team. Because, I mean, a third option is $45 million doesn't really help.
Mm-hmm. I think
we've learned DeMontis isn't a top two guy.
We've mm-hmm. talked about it a number of different times. We talked about it all summer. People always point the finger at Zach LaVine being the worst contract in basketball. I think DeMontis Sabonis, if he ain't number one, he's number two.
Yeah.
I don't think he is a tradable player right now. But if you disagree, what are you holding on to him for? Like, if you disagree, if you're like, no, you can get a first rounder, and we'll talk to James at 3 o'clock, you might say the same thing. Then why, if you can get a first rounder for DeMontis Sabonis, why and a maybe a young player or a younger center or something, like, why is he here right now?
What about Memphis? What if Memphis called for
Ja for Domas and you know filler and stuff like that?
I wasn't thinking they'd trade Ja for Domas. I feel like if they're adding Domas, they're adding him with Ja.
Are they looking to really build around Ja though right now?
I feel like my opinion has been maybe they're trying to build around Jaren Jackson. Now that's not my plan, but they obviously love that young man. Mm-hmm. Like they obviously think very, very highly of him and the way he plays basketball. I don't think Domas is the right guy to pair with him if Ja Morant isn't there. Mm-hmm. So if I'm forgive me, I don't know who Memphis' general manager is. If I'm Memphis' general manager, I'm steering the conversation away from Ja. Like, no, what would it take for us to get Domantas Sabonis here?
Oh, he makes $45 million, so what big money contracts do they have?
I don't know. I mean, the amount of times...
Don't worry, guys, I'm opening up the trade machine.
The amount of times TC has said, like, Brandon Clark or something has been, like, pretty crazy. Is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope still on that team?
He is.
That's 20 and some change, right?
21.6.
So that right there is 32? God, that's still not even close.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can't do it without Ja. I don't know.
I'm trying to think who else is on that roster. But if you, if...
Well...
I would...
What's Jalen make? Can we get Jalen?
Just Jalen.
But that's probably like a million. That's, yeah, I mean, not trying to be
like 1.9.
Like, yeah, like on a
1.9.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you know,
he was a second-round pick.
Yeah, second-rounder. So, I...
Maybe there's one other team. Brooklyn. So they got the money.
Yeah.
They got the money and they got the Jordy. Jordy might be like, I love Domas. Yeah. But I don't, again... Nick Claxton, that's 25. I don't know where you make up the rest. And you can take Domas out and insert Zach LaVine if you want to. Of course, Zach on Memphis with Ja, that doesn't make any sense. That would have to be a swap for one another.
Trade but, machine says that Nick Claxton for Domas straight up works.
Really?
The trade machine, I don't know, it's fanspo. That's what the trade machine says.
Yes, he said, I don't know, it's the trade machine. Yeah, it says it works. So.
But
maybe because they can, maybe the difference is Brooklyn can absorb.
Yeah, they can take in money. Or whatever.
Yeah, Brooklyn can absorb money. Cause
and they're not like apron teams.
Them and so Utah, I think, are the only teams below the cap.
Yeah, they can absorb the money, and the Kings are taking less, I think. So
okay,
whatever,
okay.
How it works.
Okay.
Like I said, Fanspo says it's cool.
Yeah, I don't see any reasonable destinations for Domas.
Yeah.
Not one. So to your point about... How are you going to blow it up? I mean, it's just not there. Like, maybe it'd be a soft blow up with DeMar, Malik.
That's
maybe after
soft,
the 15th, you get some with Dennis Schroeder.
I don't think you can move Dennis now.
Well, we kind of joked about it, sort of, but are we really just waiting until 2027?
I think you're
making the best out of what you got now.
So here's just casual observations with D'Lo.
I like that show.
Subscribe as well.
Yeah.
If that's the plan,
kind of makes sense.
You are not going to have trouble getting a cheap ticket to a Sacramento Kings game.
Oh, I was looking that way this weekend.
I mean, like I'm trying to be mindful of the fact I went to a Lakers game where LeBron, we knew for weeks, wouldn't be here. We found out early that Luka wouldn't be here. Like, that plays a factor. We knew the night before Steph wouldn't be here when they played Golden State. Those are the two games that I've been to this year. And, like, I'm going Wednesday. That is not going to be a well-attended game against the Hawks.
No. By
the Trey, man, Trey ain't going to be here.
Yeah.
We ain't had a we've missed – all sorts of stars.
Tap in for Zachary Risacher.
good ball player.
Very good ball player.
Yeah, vibes are down at the Golden 1 Center. The seats are getting emptier by the night. Once again, I'm not blaming nobody for that. I'm just saying that's just the observation. That's mm-hmm. what's going on. And when you talk about moving on from people, like you said, it'll be easy to attend the game in Sacramento. You know what the crazy thing I thought about over the weekend? And I'm really like, everybody know I rock with Sac State and everything. So, you know, it's love. But this is just me thinking. The Kings don't even have the biggest star in the city.
Shout out Mikey Williams.
Mikey is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
At least on the algorithm and stuff. Overtime becoming a CM. Ball's life becoming a CM. Mikey, every
or they just steal Leezy's content and put it on there.
Hopefully
their
they
page.
Asked them. Yeah. Overtime was there. Yeah. Overtime was there on the first game though.
Okay.
I don't know about Ball's
still
life.
Still stole Leezy's work. Right off our page. I was like, God, this video looks familiar. This is Leezy's video. That wasn't Overtime, actually. I think that was CBS that did that.
Damn.
I'm like, for real? Y'all bitches really just stole our
just hit him with a DM. Like, can we use it? What are you going to say? No.
Or at least credit him. At least, hey, that's you know, right. Photos at Leezy.
We got to work. I told Leezy, start putting the watermark on these things,
I told
man.
Him, too. He's worried about messing up the content, but I told him, too.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Just for him in general, not even for us, but just Leezy at whatever, like put that on the thing. But yeah, that's the other problem with the Kings. There's no star power there. People like Russ. People have grown to be interested.
Russ has Malik Monk levels of excitement when he scores. Like those reactions.
When he starts dribbling. Yeah. Like, oh.
Those reactions mirror each other.
Yeah. I met Russ, by the way.
Oh, very
shout
good.
Shout out to the Brody.
Very good.
I told him, you know, you got to meet my guy.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did because I was with Lania. Lania, shout out to her. It was like a minute. Mm. And she's like, oh, this is my guy, KC. You got to check out him and his boy, D-Lo. They got the best radio show in the state. He's like, oh, okay, what's up? I said, yeah, man, me and my boy, man, we've been trying to get you here since June. So I'm here now, baby. I'm here.
What's up?
I said, all right.
That's beautiful.
So Russ will be on the show soon.
I'm sure he will.
You know, best friends, basically.
Yeah, well, that's a good look. That's a good look. We just start booking guests through Lania then.
That's it, right.
Lania, let's get... right. We'll get Russ on. We'll come back, man. There's a lot more to talk about as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings. They obviously got a big week ahead with a couple more games here at home. And, man, we'll talk about the 49ers. Man, was Kyle Madsen on to something yesterday? Or last, I should say, was Kyle Madsen on to something Friday?
Looked like it on
Man,
Sunday.
He might have been. And I learned something about that team that I didn't know. Which just speaks to the state of that division. We're talking about the Ravens. We'll explain what all of this means. We're just getting started. We're so happy that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.